Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 10th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Of course, if you listen regularly, you know that our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Once again today, we want to encourage you with a message titled Firmly Embedded Nails, Part 2. This is a follow-up to yesterday's message with a bit more deep study on a subject that I found interesting. The scripture text is Ecclesiastes 12, verse 11.
The words of the wise are like goads. Their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd.
Readers or listeners who listened to yesterday's message may recognize that I used the above photo of two rusty nails driven into some rough wood. That photo's on the website today or on the post. It's a photo I really like, and it tends to bring back some memories for me. These are concrete sinkers someone nailed many years ago into some gnarly hardwood, perhaps a fence post, such as would have been on my Uncle Gentry's farm near Harwood, Missouri, when I was a child. I would imagine the nails were bent at the time they were initially nailed, and now after many years they show the rust as they weathered moisture and age. At this point, these nails are very firmly embedded in the wood.
What an interesting word picture Solomon uses in our daily text. Yesterday, we shared that we believe Solomon is referring to God's word as he writes of, and I quote, the words of the wise and their collected sayings, end quote.
Well, the first word picture he uses is the words of the wise are like goats. And that first reference to goats can be found in 1 Samuel 13:21. It's a traditional farming implement used to spur or guide livestock, usually oxen, which are being pulled by a plow or a cart. And they're also used to round up cattle. It's a long type of stick with a pointed end. It's also known as a cattle prod, though many people are unfamiliar with them today due to our suburban or urban lifestyles. Goats have been common throughout the world.
In a spiritual analogy, the goad sounds like the conviction of the Holy Spirit and brings to mind Acts 2:37 describing the response of the crowd at Pentecost to Peter's message, and I quote, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? End quote. Later, the word actually is used again at Saul's testimony of his conversion in Acts 26:14 when he said, I heard a voice. Which one is it?
It's the words of Paul. He's testifying. I'll finish your thought here.
It's hard when you're reading to catch up.
I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, and here's the words of Christ to Saul.
Yes.
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats. Well, when God uses his Holy Spirit to convict us of sin, or as a means of directing us, it may initially be a very painful or uncomfortable stirring within our hearts.
And I quote again, they're collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd, end quote. Nails in their crudest form date back to 3000 BC, some 2000 years before Solomon lived. Early in our message, we shared about literal firmly embedded nails. Well, our spiritual application is in regard to having the truths of God's Word firmly embedded in our hearts. Ultimately, due to the divine inspiration of Scripture, they are indeed given by one shepherd, although various human agents were involved.
We have a role in allowing God's Word to be firmly embedded in our hearts. We read, study, listen to godly teaching and preaching, memorize, and hide God's word deep in our hearts. The word, in time, becomes firmly embedded like the nails in the photograph I used today. When Satan's siftings are experienced, we might be put through the grinder of fear or doubt. But in Christ, we remain steadfast, firm, and immovable.
Let's pray together. Father, we recognize the spiritual, emotional, and physical strength that comes from relying on truths and principles established in your word. And yet we still get lax or led astray from the paths you've laid out for us. Much like the oxen, we need the goading of your Holy Spirit to keep our hearts right and our wills submitted to your leading. keep us faithful, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. We're a little bit later in preparing this. We had a long phone call this morning, and then we had a visitor, and we consider these divine appointments in our lives. And we like to try to normally have this material up by 12 noon each weekday Eastern time, but today it will probably not be up till 1:30. We're grateful for our listeners. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This again is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, March 10th, 2009. We have several photos up on the site today. If you're curious what a goad looks like, we have a photo of one on the site today, an actual artist drawing. We also have that picture I did use yesterday as well of some firmly embedded nails that I find to be quite a gripping photo. We want to share that yesterday was our daughter Esther's 20th birthday. We have a photo up of her with some friends yesterday at Pizza Hut where we had dinner together. And we just have some further reflections. We do have two songs we refer to today. Well, let me point out. We also want to share that Esther shared her testimony with the congregation we now serve in a little village of Mastersonville, PA on Sunday. And we have a link to her testimony as she shared it. She did a great job of reading her testimony to the congregation. Two songs today that relate, we feel, to the message. One is a song that I could not find the audio to, but a wonderful, wonderful lyrics titled, How Sure the Scriptures Are. We actually have those lyrics posted. And once again, we post the song Ancient Words, and we do have a video, a beautiful video of that being sung. And it just fits again today. It's a song of the month at the church we're temporarily pastoring. We believe it will bless you as well. Well, there's actually, as I look through, some more material on the site today if you're interested, including a photo of that friend that stopped by today. His name is Lyndon Risser. We visited for a while. It sort of set us back, but we consider these providential appointments when people feel led to stop and see us. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and let God's word truly be like a firmly embedded nail in your heart.